Wisdom of Solomon, Chapter 1. Love righteousness, all of you who judge the land. Set your mind on the Lord in goodness, and seek Him in sincerity of heart. Because He is found by those who do not test Him, but He manifests Himself to those who do not distrust Him. For perverse counsels separate a man from God. But when God's power is put to the proof, it rebukes the foolhardy. Because wisdom does not enter into a soul which plots evil, nor does she dwell in a body under a debt of a sin. For a holy spirit of education flees deceit, and withdraws from senseless reasonings. And when unrighteousness approaches, it is convicted. For wisdom is a humane spirit, and she does not acquit a reviler of his guilty lips. Because God is a testifier of his inmost self, and the sure observer of his heart, and the listener of his tongue. Because a spirit of the Lord fills the inhabited earth, and the one who embraces everything possesses knowledge of every voice. No one who utters unrighteous things can go unnoticed, nor will the rightful punishment, when it convicts, pass him by. For the counsels of an impious man shall be scrutinized, but the sound of his words shall reach the Lord to convict him of his lawless deeds. Because a jealous ear listens to everything, and discordant grumblings are not kept hidden. For this very reason, guard against profitless grumbling, and withhold your tongues from calumny, because a stealthy utterance does not go unpunished, but a mouth which speaks falsehood does away with a soul. Do not zealously pursue death by having an erring way of life, nor draw to yourselves destruction by the works of your hands. Because God did not make death, nor does He rejoice in the destruction of the living. For He fashioned all things that they might have being, and the creatures of the world are wholesome, and there is not a destructive drug among them, nor does the netherworld have any domain on earth. For righteousness is immortal, but the gain of unrighteousness is death.